Good evening, gentlemen. Some news items for you? Let us begin. This is a 31-year-old Femon teacher who had sex with her student, 16 years old, on a number of occasions. Then she said herself to the judge that she hasn't damaged him or harmed him in any way. Oh, well, that's all right then. But amazingly, she didn't get any jail time at all. Of course, if this was a man, it would be terrible and disgusting and horrible thing. But if a Femon does it, it's okay. Femons truly are the privileged and entitled species. And feminists want them to have more privilege and entitlement, if that's even possible. The double standards is amazing, isn't it? And what they should do is either make the men's charges the same as the Femons, or bring the Femons to the men's charges. Because the crime is exactly the same. Because there's no such thing as equality, is there really? This doesn't send a signal to say, don't do it. If you're put in a position of trust, and you break that trust, you should have to pay. But not if you're a Femon, I guess. And here's another Femon. Ooh, she looks more like a quarterback, or a silverback. This is a cheerleader coach who had sex with a student at least 300 times. And this Femon is 45 years old. And it was said in court that she was manipulative and controlling. Yeah, just like all Femons are. Anyway, she was finally charged with second-degree rape and sexual battery. So she'll probably get at least 6 hours in jail, I suspect. And so here's yet another one. This is a dinner lady. And this dinner lady is married, but she was sending sort of texts to young boys and naked pictures of herself. And it was later found out she had something to do with a boy in her car. She has resigned from her job, of course, and she faces some felony charges. She faces second-degree sexual assault and enticing a minor by computer to engage in sexual activity. These Femons are predatory Femons, aren't they? Just like men. So why aren't they being charged just like men? Why does the crime seem less serious because it's a Femon? The laws do need to change, because this is widespread. Seems like they want equality, but only when they really want it. And they go back playing the victim when it's advantageous for them. But anyway, here's another crazy Femon. Now this Femon just married herself. Yes, I know, you can't marry yourself. Who could think of that? What sort of law would allow that? Well, Femon law. Fantasyland. You can have your special day as a princess, even if you don't have a man. Of course, the only problem is she was married for 24 hours and then she divorced herself. So I guess even she couldn't stand herself. She probably cheated on herself. But Femons are so in love with themselves, they can marry themselves. How sad and sick is that? I'm not interested why she divorced herself or couldn't care less. I'm just wondering when she divorced herself whether she took all the money and part of the house. A lot of Femons are just one step away from mental illness. I guess I'm pretty close to that. I sleep with myself. That's because I don't have any choice. But I don't put out. Then you know society has just gone down the tubes when they allow this sort of stupidity. Maybe society are enablers, aren't they? And my friend wasn't in this video with me because I ate him. Yum, 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 yum. Which is bad news, really, because now I've got to get my own beer. You take it easy, fellas.